Welcome to the VIP Suite, the podcast exclusively designed for independent beauty, health, and wellness professionals. Brought to you by Image Studios, the luxury leader in the salon suite industry. I'm your host, industry expert, and certified business coach, Matthew Landis. Each episode will bring you insightful interviews with solo entrepreneurs who forged their own path to greatness. From sharing inspiring stories of triumph to practical tips and strategies for growing your client base and building your brand, this is the place to thrive and take your business to the next level. Today, joining me in the studio is Talbot Anderson and Eloise Blake from 1113 Salon in Alpharetta, Georgia. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Tell me a little bit more about your business.
Well, we started last year, Valentine's Day, so we're about to hit 1 year. It's been fantastic since we've been here at Image. So
we've grown so much, way more than we ever thought. We were best friends for the past couple of years and kind of decided to just take a big leap of faith one day. And we met Adrian and Phil, and they were absolutely amazing. And we've kind of just been in love with it ever since. And we're so happy. I don't think we've ever been happier.
Yeah.
And how does the partnership work?
She's the numbers. I don't do that. She does all the businessy stuff,
yes.
And then I do, like, all, like, the marketing.
I enjoy the business side of things. I like handling, you know, all of our payroll and our inventory and making sure that everything runs smoothly behind the scenes. And then this one over here, I don't know how to take pictures. I don't know how to put together reels or do any of the marketing things. So it really is perfect that we're just total opposites in that way, because it brings such, it's like, two huge strengths that we have just like put together, and it just makes it 10 times better.
Yeah, makes it work very
smoothly. Yeah. And we get along really well, thankfully, too. Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy because we're so different.
I'm colorful and she's the neutral girl. And
black cat, golden retriever.
Yes,
mix.
That's what people call us. It's great. We love it.
So we have a lot of pros throughout the country that share studios. Do you both work at the same time? Do you coordinate schedules? How does that work?
We
typically work at the same time.
Yeah, we were able to make our double into a triple. So we have three chairs and two shampoo bowls.
I will say at first, when we first started with only having one bowl and having both working at the same time, we had to kind of block our days a little bit differently. Like, she started earlier, I started a little bit later. There were times where we were like, can I use the, like, you know? But now with the bigger space, it definitely helps a ton. And there's just more room now that there's more of us with more clients. It just kind of really helps it move a lot smoother.
That's fantastic. So what made you decide to go independent and start your own business?
I think we both always wanted to do it. It kind of was just like so quick, and we just were like looking at each other one day.
We just didn't love the environment we were in. And then I saw that Image Studios opened up, and I was like, oh, these look so nice.
So we kind of just went for a tour one day.
Yeah, we're just going for a tour. Planning to do it in like a year.
Yeah.
And then we signed a lease.
Exactly. We were like, this is just meant to be. We just felt it in our hearts and in our souls that we were just supposed to do this.
And everything fell into place so perfectly where it was like, well, duh, you have to do it.
And then again, with us having the different strengths, I think we've always wanted to do it by ourselves, mm-hmm. but would have taken me a little bit longer if I did it on my own with the marketing, and same for Eloise. So I feel like now that we kind of both have those different things to bring into one, it just made it a lot easier and smoother. And we're just very blessed and thankful and for this new journey that we are on. We're just excited to see what's next.
What would you say that you're most proud of?
I mean, I'm just so proud of ourselves. Like, we were able to grow so much. Like, in 6 months, we were able to knock down a wall, hire another stylist, hire an assistant. I mean
we're bringing
crazy
in
for 6 months for two young stylists. I mean,
yeah.
She's 21 and I'm 23.
Also, like, our clientele has grown tremendously. Mm-hmm. And, like, our brand, that I feel like we're very proud of what we've created. And, like, what we stand for and what we believe in. Like, it's all just, I'm just proud. I'm just proud of us and what mm-hmm. we've created.
Tell me a little bit more about that when you said what we believe in and what we stand for.
I think both of us just really want to make women feel beautiful, and we want them to come into a place where they know they will like leave feeling more confident and like more in love with their hair and themselves when they leave. And the connections that we build with our clients also is so important. We love each one of our clients so much, and they're also so supportive of us and what we've done. And it's actually crazy to even see like how amazing these people that we spend time with are.
Yeah, and it's crazy that how many people walk in and are already feel so comfortable. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so much better than like a big salon. I feel so much more comfortable.
They're calm. You know, you can come in here and you can either talk to us for multiple hours, or you can just sit there and kind of have your own like self-care day where you don't really need to do much and you can just relax. Like, we're just here for whatever our clients are here for, and we just want to make them happy and feel beautiful. And I say this, I swear, every day, but like, we have the coolest job. We just get to make people feel pretty. And that's like the most amazing thing to me.
Well, I have to say, as I'm looking at your studio behind you, I'm really impressed with how
Thank
beautiful
you.
and curated it is. It has a very zen-like feeling, and I'm looking at it on camera. I'm not even there to experience it. Person. And I feel that from the space that you created. You have beautiful wall coverings, you have a gorgeous window, and of course your retail looks beautifully curated and displayed.
Thanks. Yeah. We just stocked.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit about how the design of your space plays into your philosophy.
I'm a very aesthetic person, and I like everything to be pretty. I'm the type of person, if it's not pretty, I'm not going to buy it. If it's not aesthetic, I'm not going to buy it. If this is better, but this one looks prettier, I'm probably going to buy the prettier one.
I just like that.
So I just wanted it to be pretty.
I will say, we have changed things around a lot. Like, it didn't start out like this.
There's a lot more pink.
Yeah, because that's my favorite color. So
and
now
I slowly got rid of all the pink.
She did, but it's okay because this is, it's just very neutral.
When you walk in here, it's calm, it's pretty.
You just feel like a breath of fresh air. You're just like, wow, I'm getting my hair done in this beautiful.
Because our old salon, it was like dark.
Yeah. So I think we wanted it to be more light.
I want it to be bright. And like when you like walk in, it's like when people like walk into a salon and it's big and it's crowded and it's dark, it's just not relaxing anymore.
So we wanted to create a relaxing environment. And I think we've done a pretty good job.
Well, I can feel the energy between the two of you and the space itself. And there is, does feel like there's a yin and a yang.
Yeah. Can't you see it?
And I love that even with the design of the space, you have these calm neutrals, and then adding the pink added a real pop of color and energy to it. So it seems like you balance each other out really well.
We do, thankfully.
And that's so important when you're thinking about partnering up with somebody and going into business with somebody. That can be really challenging. So do you have days when you
snip a snappy
on each other's
at each other?
Oh, what's that?
What is your person?
I'm a snappy person.
How do you handle those days when you're getting on each other's nerves?
I think just since we know each other, we know how each other, like, we work.
Yeah, we just know how to deal with each other. And most of the time, it's just...
It goes by, it goes so quick. Like,
leave each other alone for like 5 seconds. And
then
we're good again.
It's like, I love you. I love you too. We're good. And then it's fine. Because we love each other and we support each other. And at the end of the day, we created something great. So, like, why focus on or spend too much time fighting about it when there's so much to be thankful for?
It's never anything like
crazy
important.
Yeah.
It's more just like her getting annoyed at me or me getting annoyed at her, and we just have to like
get over it.
You understand each other and you give each other some grace.
Yes, mm-hmm. We give each other lots of grace sometimes.
Some days more than others.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, we love each other. So at the end of the day, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like you've already answered this, but what would you say for each of you separately would be your superpower?
Probably just my eye for like vision, what to do for like reels, how to make, like I said, like making things look aesthetic and what eye-catching.
And not even just like social media aspect.
Yeah, just like the branding
even,
itself.
Yeah, like just like we've done like photo shoots in the past and the ideas that she comes up with, like her creative mind is something that I really admire about you and wish that I had some creativity in my brain like that. I've always been a big math girl, and I feel like if I didn't do hair, I would have been like a math or science teacher or something, because that's like the other thing that I feel like I would have enjoyed. That I did get to do hair and get to, you know, paint people's heads and like make them pretty. I also still get to do the other side of things. And I even love like the formulating and like the chemistry behind all of it. I think it's super cool. I don't know. And my energy, I feel like also is a big superpower of mine because people enjoy.
Yeah, this girl is always positive.
Yeah, there's no negativity here.
So, she's like a Disney princess in real life.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So you are both very young. You haven't been in the industry that long.
Mm-mm.
How did you build your clientele and your business?
Social media and word of mouth.
Yeah, a lot of word of mouth. Most of our clients did come with us from our previous salon, thankfully. Again, we took like a huge leap of faith. It was like something that was so scary and so risky, but sometimes like the biggest risks turn out to be the most amazing things. And, you know, some days were slower, like that's normal. And, you know, especially for being new and like trying to get our name out there. But I feel like for what we've done in 1 year, like we've really grown tremendously. And since with us being so young, we both know that we still have
so
lots of room to grow.
Yeah.
And we also like have lots more to learn and lots more that we want to do. And we just want to keep growing and keep getting better. So we just strive every day to really work on that. And I mean, we've left flyers in stores and
yeah.
We've like put business cards places that business cards maybe
belong.
Yeah,
you just have to put yourself out there.
We just really worked for it, and we're still working for it. Mm-hmm. Like our salon is the most important thing to us right now because we don't like again. We're young. We don't have crazy. One day we'll have more priorities and more things on our plates. But right now, currently, like our biggest thing is our salon. So we're just putting all of our time and energy into it. And it's really coming back
full circle.
So. Yeah. So we're very happy.
I love that you work at it every day.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
every single day.
What I love is that you're proactive about it because we have a lot of pros out there that are building their businesses or rebuilding their businesses because they've moved from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And I think that some people can be a little bit passive in their marketing.
I was saying, when you're in a place like this, you don't have a salon advertising for you. You don't have the benefits of a salon. You don't have that here. You have to market for yourself or you're going to fail. You are.
No, like, and marketing is so important. It's so important. Especially now with the way the world is, like social media, it's insane how much of a part that all plays. It really, really makes such a big difference. Like if you actually like are putting content out every single day, like people will see it, they'll see the aesthetic of the place, how the appointments go, and they'll want to get their hair done by you.
I love that you're hitting the marketing from all fronts. It's not one thing, right?
No. I mean, we do paid ads multiple times a week to really get our work out there. We have like our target market all categorized and how we want our clients and the like places in Georgia where we want it to reach to. Like, I mean, we go the full nine yards with that.
We're even reaching out to influencers to do like free hair. So obviously they'll make content and then post about us to get their followers to see us.
Sometimes you have to make those little sacrifices because it ends up paying off so much.
It does. And like, do we need to do free hair? Not really, but we want more people. We want people to see the salon. We want
to build our
growing.
Brand.
And if you have time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have any clients, it's good to put that extra time when you aren't busy is a good opportunity to do something.
Exactly.
And then if you do it that way too, you don't have to make the video. They're making the video for you that you know.
And it's also from the client's perspective also, which is nice too. It's like a different point of view.
So what advice would you have for somebody that is building their business?
Figure out your personal brand. Stick with it. Because if you're just going to be all over the place, nothing is going to ever be eye-catching.
Yeah,
people like to see a certain thing. And if it's just all over the place, it's not. So find your personal brand, market yourself good, do hair, do it when you don't want to.
You got to make those, you know, especially when you're new and you're building, like sometimes
you can
have
never
to,
say no.
Yeah, you have to say yes, like to everything. You have to make the client happy at the end of the day. It just like continues, it's like a little, it just keeps going and going and going. Yeah, it takes time, but you have to be dedicated and you have to be committed to it. Okay. And it will pay off at the end. I firmly believe that 100%.
I love that you say yes.
The only thing we don't say yes to is men's pets.
Oh, yeah. Men.
We don't do that.
We would mess it up. My brother won't even get his. It's
yeah,
like,
my boyfriend, he's complaining that one side is too long. So
that's our no. That's the one.
The
no.
Only no. But everything else
is
yes.
A yes.
Well, and I love you have such a great outlook. And what I love is that you look at every client as an opportunity for building your business. Not only building your business, but every client, you're thinking about them and how to make them happy and make their dreams come true. And it seems like you're really looking at each and every client in terms of a long-term relationship. It's
A
not just a
100%.
one-off.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I have clients that it's like they come after work and they'll bring me dinner and we'll just sit there and eat dinner together and then we'll do our like her hair because it's like 6:30 at night and I've had a long day and she's had a long day. And there's clients who like we reach out about or tell us personal things like, oh my gosh, this happened to me. Like I graduated or I
Yeah,
did
instead of
this.
living all like their special moments.
Yeah, you get to like live it with them. And they're like, especially they come get their hair done before they go do something exciting. Like I'm going on a vacation next week. Like you really get to be not only this person's hairstylist, but hopefully like a friend and someone that they can talk to and feel comfortable around. We love our clients. Like we're so thankful for them. Even like I'm even thankful for the clients I haven't even met yet. Like it's all just like insane that we get to just like talk to people and make people feel beautiful and be an ear to like listen to or not listen to if you don't feel like talking. Like our clients at the end of the day are the most important people to us, and we just love them with all of our hearts.
This is a long-term relationship with.
It is 100%.
Let me ask you, what does success mean to you?
I just want to come into work, I mean, and be happy and love like going home and just being like, wow, like I loved every single person that I talked to today. No complaints. I mean, obviously there's days where you're off and not as normal as maybe, but I think at the end of the day, success to me is not about the money. It's not about any of that. It's more about my happiness and that I love what I do and the people that I
It's
spend
about
my
like
time with.
waking up and being excited to go to work.
Yeah, that is success. That means we made it, in my opinion. Like we and us, even one day we'd like to obviously get bigger. That's our dream.
And when our clients send like the sweetest messages, like
It feels,
after
yeah, you're
something,
like,
especially sometimes they'll text us after and they'll be like, I just had like the worst day. You made me feel like so amazing. Like my mom died, da, 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 da. And you're just like, I love
casually.
you. It's very rewarding.
Yeah, I just feel like, and
Our success
even
stories are our clients.
our clients, but also too, like, again, like I said, we want to get bigger. So we'll have more stylists and other, like, we also want our successes, them coming in here and also liking where they're working and feeling comfortable in their environment that they go into every single day.
And like we have an assistant, we're training her, and that's very successful to me
Yeah,
because
because
I
we're
want
watching
her to
her
be
grow.
better. I'm trying to train her to be better than me.
Yeah, we want her to be better than both of us.
I want every stylist and assistant who walk in there to eventually be better than me.
And she has the best work ethic. We're so thankful and blessed that we have her. And we can't wait to see her grow. But I think that is our, like, what success is for us for sure.
I think this is a really good question for a lot of our pros that are listening to this podcast. How does working with an assistant help you, and how does that work for you?
So what Eloise and I came from is we both were assistants of the owner at our old salon. We kind of already had an idea of what assistant life was like, and I feel like most hairstylists do because that's kind of where you begin. We learned so much and we're thankful for that experience 100%. I think coming into our own thing, we wanted to do things a tiny bit differently with our assistant. I will say, like, especially with there being three of us, like us being busy all day, things get behind. Like her with the extra set of hands really helps everything kind of stay moving and stay like clean. And then she also, we've been getting her to like, she's in hair school. So we've been getting her to help us blow dry or some, well, she'll shampoo us and blow us out for extra practice and certain things like that. So it definitely is a little, especially because it's a smaller space, something that you have to get used to and it takes some getting used to. But at the end of the day, like it was probably the best decision we made was to hire an assistant for sure. She's like our other, like she's like our brain. Like she's in our heads and she knows exactly what.
We're about to do next to have it prepared
But
for
then we
us.
also always check on her because we know the assistant life. So we're like, are you good? Like, do you need anything? Like, are you working too much? Do you need a day? Like, do you want to work more? Like, we're always checking in with her and telling her how much we appreciate her because the assistant life, I feel like sometimes you feel underappreciated when you really are such an important role. So we just try and tell her every, I think I tell her, I'm like, have I told you today how much I appreciate you? She's like, no,
She
you
does
haven't, but I love you. And I'm like,
do
I love you too.
That gratitude goes a long way.
It really does 100%
Especially
because
when we came from a place where you never heard it.
yeah, so it's I definitely know, like I'm sure like our they probably appreciated us. They just didn't say the words, but like for me, words are so important. So I say them to Sophie, I swear, like a million times.
Money is important, but thank you is equally
Even
important.
more important, 100%.
I worked with an assistant for probably 20 years because what I realized early on in my career is that in order for me to make other people happy, I have to be happy.
Yes.
And having that extra set of hands to do some of the things that I maybe don't want to do or to balance out some of the harder things like shampooing and blow drying really
Right.
makes such a big difference. It was worth the investment to me.
Oh, for
It's
sure.
worth the investment to us too, 100%.
So let me ask you a practical question. How do you pay her?
We pay her hourly.
Yeah, we do pay her hourly. And we also, she gets tips and we definitely give her lots of like little treats for thank yous and like little goodies and gifts. And, you know, again, we are new. So we don't like, it's not like we're big and we weren't super booked when she first started. So it definitely was something that we had to like really agree on because those extra funds, like, do we need the extra help? So it's worth it. But at the same time, like, can we just make it work by ourselves? We definitely had to come to that decision. And also, we did end up giving her a raise because she's just too hard of a worker and she's too amazing. I think it was important. And she really
Oh,
does work
yeah.
so hard for us. And we're so blessed that we have her. We also just constantly are like gifting her things too, just to show our appreciation. Because again, like, we don't. We're still new. We're still growing. We're trying to like be frugal sometimes with money because we're trying to save up for things. And we go to Vegas every year for a hair convention for our girls. Like we'll pay for like the hotel and like dinners, and we'll even do that in Georgia. And like education things we'll pay for when we can. So we try and go the extra mile since we. I wish we could pay her like $1 million because that's what she, you know. But unfortunately, we can't right now. One day, we're just so thankful for her. But yeah, that's kind of what we do for Sophie.
That's incredible because I think a lot of people want an assistant or are thinking about an assistant and wondering if they can afford it.
Yeah.
And I think, it helps that there's two of you. For me, I double booked. I didn't like stopping or slowing down or taking a rest. So it
Yeah.
helped that I had that extra
Oh,
income.
100%. Yeah.
But I think having an assistant can also be built into the price of the service.
Yeah, it probably could be. We haven't thought about that way, but 100% that would make sense.
So a lot of time for me, whenever I had something that I wanted to do and it was going to cost a little money, I thought, well, I'm not actually the one paying for it.
That's true.
I'm going to pass this cost along to the client. And most of the time they were happy to pay for it. I even had one client say, oh, thank you so much for having your assistant shampoo my hair. And I thought, what? And she said, I know you don't love it. And she does such a good job. Okay, well, this is definitely worth it.
100%. And I also will say, if you're like worried about, like, if other people are worried about hiring an assistant, also, like, most of the time, if you find someone who's in school, they're wanting to learn, they're eager to learn. You know, they get to come in and it's a job at the end of the day, but also it's more education for them. So, really, they're learning and getting paid at the same time. And Sophie was like so cool with us in the beginning about that because we were like, we wish we could give you more, like, and it, don't get me wrong, it's not like low. I don't even think it's like $5. She was like, I'm just thankful to be like learning from you guys. Like, I'll take whatever. Like, I want to be in the industry. I want to get my hands in hair. I want to learn from you. And I feel like that also makes a big difference. Like, she more wants to be behind the chair and grow her brand and grow her business, like her hairstyle, like, you know. So I think at the end of the day, she's more thankful for what we provide to her with our clients. And she can ask us questions and, like, we'll answer them to the best of our abilities. And it's a job, but it's also like her learning every day.
And getting your foot in the door is everything. When you're in school or when you're starting out, you're like, how do I want to work at the best salons. I want to work with the best people. I want to have the best clients. How do I start?
Overwhelming.
Yeah, because especially where we are, there's so many salons.
What other parts of your life bring you joy and happiness?
A good question. Definitely my family. I think our moms bring us so much joy and
Yeah, I was
happiness.
about to say probably my mom because my life is my work. Like, I don't do anything else. Like, I don't, like, and all my friends are here.
Yeah.
So, my mom.
Yeah, definitely moms bring us so much happiness and like love, and they're our biggest supporters and family, friends. But I would say also the same, like I'm pretty much here. And it's our first year of
We're trying
business.
to
You
work
may,
hard now so we don't
yeah.
have to work hard
Like
later.
one day, like I'm gonna have kids, and like that will be what brings me even more happiness. Right now, only I would say family, friends, and then work is just like fun. And I love
Yeah.
it. It makes me
When I'm
happy.
not working, I'm bored, so I tend to just always work.
One day it won't be like that though. Again, we're young, we're working hard now. We also agreed when we first opened to work the hardest in the beginning because we want to be available for everyone. We want to build, and so that's kind of where our heads are at now and like what we agreed to with that. But we're happy about it, so it's fine.
I love that you have that passion and energy and excitement. It shows how much you love what you do.
We
You
really do.
love your business. You're thinking about it all the time. You incorporate the things that you love into what you do and how you earn a living. And I think that's fantastic. My last question was actually, what does the future look like for you? But I feel like maybe you've already answered that, but maybe you can elaborate a little bit more.
We just want to keep getting bigger and keep just growing the brand, get our name out there.
But
Just,
not too big. We
yeah, I'm not a big fan of big, like big
want like a
150
little
chairs, like not it for me. I still want to keep it small, but
family, like
yeah.
family oriented, like all very close to each other, all support each other. We don't know when that's gonna be a thing. We're kind of just taking it day by day because we know no matter what, like everything's gonna work out the way that it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And we both firmly just have like lots and lots of faith that, that it's gonna be good. So that is the goal for one day. When? I don't know, but we're cool with whenever.
I love that. And I love that you said keep it small because I will tell you, I used to own a salon with about 70 employees.
Can't even imagine. We came from a big salon. There were four locations, and we were all hopping everywhere. And
It's just hectic. More people, more problems. And I'm not a big fan of problems.
we just want to keep it littler, still like have room to grow one day, and who knows where things are gonna go. But definitely just keep it a little smaller for a while, for sure.
A big small salon, you know?
Yeah, it's like a
Well, I'll
happy
tell
medium.
you what, when I got smaller and I opened a studio and I made more money, a lot more money, and I had a lot less stress. I was just happier.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am
So,
so happy for the two of you. I just want to
thank
thank you
you.
so much for spending time with me and being a part of this podcast, and I
We
wish you
loved
all
it.
the best.
Thank you so much
Thank you
for
so
having
much.
us.
We really enjoyed it.
Yes, so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the VIP Suite. I'm Matthew Landis, and I hope you found the insights and inspiration shared today truly valuable for your journey as a solo entrepreneur and independent beauty, health, or wellness professional. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Image Studios 360, and if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the VIP Suite on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an opportunity to connect with our vibrant community and to discover more incredible stories and strategies. We love hearing from our listeners, so if you have any questions, topics, suggestions, or want to share your own success story, feel free to reach out to me at Matthew@imagestudios360.com. Remember, dear listener, you are the heartbeat of the beauty, health, and wellness industry. Your dedication and passion make the world a better place, one client at a time. Keep shining, keep growing, and keep making a positive impact. We'll be back with more engaging conversations and valuable content in our next episode. Until then, take care, stay inspired, and continue to create your own VIP suite. For more information about becoming a part of the Image Studios luxury salon suite community, visit our website at imagestudios360.com.